Alex Steben joining us now from Racing and Sports. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Sean. How about you?
Fighting fit. Nice day of racing on the weekend. Shogun's son, Christian Reith, got a nice win in the first there.
Yeah, it was. Full credit to Christian Reith, though. Nerves of steel. Looked set to be held up right down the straight, but Christian snuck Shogun's son through a very narrow split inside the 200 metres and strode away and won with a time form rating of 98. Easily a career best for him. Shogun's son, he'll come back for the run to the Rose on September 9. It sounds like connections are really eyeing off the Magic Millions guineas with him, though. The runner-up, Addictive Nature, he ran to a time form rating of 96, so he's produced improvement on his debut win at Warwick Farm. Still learning, and there looks to be plenty of upside there. You're a breeding buff, Sean. By Savabeel out of the Carnegie Mare, he's bred to want further, isn't he?
Yeah, too right. You'd reckon on that. Now, the next, Wang Wah, and the Chris Lee's juggernaut just continues on. He's been on fire. Rachel King, that was a lovely patient riding that horse.
It was, and Wang Wah, that was her first run beyond 1,500 metres, and she thrived. Ran to a time form rating of 92. So, look, she's added a new string to her bow. It might be too late, though, because it sounds like she's off to stud this spring. But maybe what she did on Saturday, maybe it's enough for owners to change their mind. She probably gets one or two more starts to potentially delay her broodmare career until 2018. They could see if she runs out a strong 10 furlongs next start, because, look, that would open up plenty of options for her this season. Her dam is a half-sister to a pair of group winners, though, in Gathering and Florentina, though, so getting her in foal this season could be too hard to resist, Sean.
All right, the third, King Darcy. Tim Martin's got a terrific strike rate, and he won with King Darcy.
Yeah, always looked to be a sense of timing about him. Third up, out to 1,400 metres with a senior rider atop. Ran to a time form rating of 95. He was only a benchmark 74 horse prior to Saturday, so Tim can keep gradually working him through the grades. There's a benchmark 90 handicap at the track and trip next fortnight, which he could run in, where he'd get no weight. He'd be peaking fourth up for it as well. He's a type of galloper who can keep firing through a long prep as well. He had 8 starts last prep and only ran out of the money once. A real bread and butter type horse. Oh, I wish I had one like him, Sean.
Yeah, now with the highway, Matty Dunn, yet again claimed one, and he pulled this horse out, care to think, out of Doomben. The blokes in Doomben would have been going, "You beauty." They took him to Ramwick to get the money.
Yeah, and he got it converted, mission accomplished. He went from a city race in Brisbane to a country restricted event on Saturday, so he was always going to thrive in that sort of scenario. Too good. And he ran to a time form rating of 95p. Every country trainer is eyeing off this $200,000 anniversary highway handicap on October 14 with their informed horses, and Matt Dunn's no different with Care to Think. It's over the same track and trip that he won at on Saturday. That was his 6th run this prep, though, so he'll probably need a little freshen up. Cap's bringing back in about 6 weeks that he can maybe go into that highway handicap, the anniversary, second or third run back from a freshen up, Sean.
Now, Sayed, this horse has been everywhere this year. He was at Wong, he went to Sandown and won, and second at Flemington, then he won at Warwick Farm. He had a little bit of a trial in between, came out and won at Ramwick. Chris Waller's just placed him beautifully.
That was hugely impressive on Saturday. There was a touch of arrogance about it. Ran to a time form rating of 107p. Chris Waller, he's eyeing off races like the Newcastle and Wyong Gold Cups with him now, which is quite ominous for rivals considering how well the stables performed in those races of late. Chris has won the last 2 Newcastle Cups, and the stable have also won 5 Wyong Cups between 2010 and 2015. On top of those, throwing a couple of Metrops for good measure as well. A lot of those above-mentioned wins were recorded by Waller runners.
As you're saying about Sayed, the Waller camp, they've had a lot of success at those middle-distance races. Doesn't matter where you go, they just continually win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it sounds like he's going to be plotting a path with him through the Newcastle and Wyong Gold Cups into the Metrop. And, of course, Chris has won the Metrop twice in the last 6 years with Opinion and the Verminator. History suggests that what we saw on Spice Adams that day, he still hasn't reached his ceiling by some way yet. And yet he still made us all turn and look on Saturday, hasn't he?
Yeah. Now, the other horse that's going well is Stain. He's won 3 of his last 4, and Andrew Atkins thawed out after Goulburn the other day. I spoke to him out there. He said, "I reckon I had frostbite. It was the coldest he's been at Goulburn the other day."
Well, he thawed out pretty quickly because he rode Stain. He gave him a peach of a ride. So Stain winning that benchmark 90. That's another Schnitzel winner for the Snowdons. And Stain, he's won three of his four runs his prep. And on Saturday, he produced a time form rating of 96. The stable, they'll likely allow him to keep progressing through his grades. I think Admiral Jello is likely the one to follow the out of the race, though. He showed nice improvement second up and ran to a time form rating of 96. His master time form rating of 98 was achieved last prep over 2,400 metres. His best last prep came over 10 furlongs and beyond. So he's ready for more ground now and should be starting to hit his straps third up. So Chris had a great day out at Randwick on Saturday with a winning double and a group quinella. But I think that run of Admiral Jello's would have had him smiling between wins, though, I'd say.
Chris Lee said, she said, Quinella, let La Romaine a good run. Invincible Gem, a ripper run.
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah. Upstage a multiple Group 1 winning stablemate, La Romaine, which was never going to be easy. She's run to a time form rating of 115, and that's £2 clear of her prior best. She ran to 113 in the Randwick Guineas in the autumn behind Inference. The Golden Pendant over 1,400 metres on September 23, that's going to be a main goal of hers this spring, and Chris has picked out a nice race for her there. In terms of Saturday, she continued the good run mares have been enjoying in the Missile Stakes. She's the third mare in the past 4 years to win the Missile. Tycoon Tara and Sweet Idea, they're prior winners, and they both went on to win Group 1s, which certainly augurs well for Invincible Gem. The runner-up, La Romaine, he ran well below his best. He'll have taken benefit from the run, though. He was Timeform's equal leading four-year-old in Australia with Humidor last season, with a master figure of 125, and I'm sure we'll see him improve somewhere closer to that figure next start in the Menzies Stakes at Caulfield in 3 weeks, Sean.
Yeah, the eighth and good run by Launch Code, San Giovese, Jason Collett, good driver through that gap and got the money.
Yeah, she's been very consistent this prep. She deserved that win. Ran to a time form rating of 95. Jason Collett gave her a peach of a ride, stayed patient behind, a hot tempo up front. You touched on it briefly, the two boom horses, they were good as well. Launch Code ran second, and Tango Rain, he was solid first up off a pretty lengthy spell. He ran to a time form rating of 92, which is well below his best. He ran to a time form rating of 112 in the San Domenico last prep behind Star Turn, which highlights what he is capable of. So don't be surprised to see him go some of the way in bridging that gap to 112 at his next start. I'm sure he had a good blow after the race, Sean, and watched for improvement second up with just a bit of fitness under his belt.
Now, Manor went out at around about $12 or something in the last. It won at Canterbury in June, a little bit of a freshen, ran third at Canterbury, second at Rosehill, won at Canterbury, and went out big odds on Saturday.
I don't know why. I can't pick it out myself. It was another nice win, a time form rating of 97. Craig's placed him well this prep after what was quite a generous spell. It's been a good prep. He's had seven starts and won three of them. It'll be interesting to see what Craig does next. Perhaps send him out to the paddock as a winner while the Sydney Autumn is underway. But look, the way Craig keeps finding races for him, I'm sure he can find another one even around this time of year. It was the last race of the day. It was a rather low-key end to a meeting, which overall threw up some names we should be hearing a lot of over the coming 2 or 3 months, Sean.
What was the standout for the day there, Alex?
Oh, narrow lean to Syed. I just love how sharply he's improved on what he has been running to. And the stable does have history around this time of year in Newcastle, Wyong, Gold Cups, and not to mention the Metrops.
All right, terrific. Good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Alex Stephen. They're racing sports on the way to the barriers at